Welcome to another episode of Tennessee Froe's Reading. Actually, this is another live coffee or cocktails with me and breaking news and as I fuss with my friends. I'm also just getting into the habit of possibly or how to use all the technology I have at my disposal. It's kind of funny because I practice so infrequently using this that I'm learning more and more every day. So anyways, on the mic, I have joining me, and I hope she can hear me. Hey, Janelle, are you there? Hello? Doesn't look like she's on yet. Oh, there she is! Hello! I'm gonna have to share my screen with you too. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay? Wait a minute. Hold up. Nope. Probably can't. Can you hear me now? Uh-oh, wait a minute. Oh, let's try it. Oh, there we go. Hello! I'm going to go ahead so you can see my new glasses.
Ooh, yay.
See? They're purple and everything. Warby Parker, Garrett. Warby Parker. You're not getting any feedback on your end, are you?
No.
Okay, cool. I'm waiting for, I'm going to hit up Yvonne Wright Creek.
Okay.
So you got all of your errands done today?
Yeah.
Is it just that one of those days that you have to wait to the whole, at the end of the week, just to get everything done? And so then you got to go real, real fast to get it all done?
Yeah, because, you know, during the summer when the kids didn't have school, I could go during the day, like on my lunch break or whatever. But now, since they're in class, I don't want to leave in case they need help logging into something. So I'm basically on house arrest until
Saturday. So have they made any changes? Like, they keep extending when they're even going to let anybody but the lights on crew back into the building, at Cameron Hill. They've extended it to January 2021. Okay. I'm expecting they're going to extend it again.
This past week, and I understand it's for planning purposes, but still it puts a lot of pressure on parents. They sent out an email because their plan, and we knew this back in the summer because they voted on it, but still, the plan was to try to get the kids, if the numbers were going down, to go back 50-50. And then, you know, things you didn't talk about in the summer, such as, okay, you spent a whole semester with a teacher. Now they're saying if you choose to go like 50-50, the kids' teachers could change. They could be, you know, all these stipulations that weren't originally discussed. So, but then you want parents within, like, you give them, what, 6-7 days? Okay, make a decision. Or you want to go 100% virtual? Because if you say 100%, you can't send your kid at all. But
wow.
If you want to go 50-50, then, you know, we've got to make plans for them to come. But their teachers, all of their teachers could change. So whoever they had, you know, you really vibing with your language arts teacher, you might not have that teacher.
if you go in, it makes it really difficult to plan anything. Hey, Yvonne. Hey, Dad. Unmute yourself, though. There you go.
I'm literally laughing. My phone didn't ring one time except 3 minutes before this call, and two people called me. I'm like, really? sign out and text and I'll call you back. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
That is hysterical.
And I'm like, I'm coming.
y'all are the only two people that I've actually talked to today.
Okay.
So, and I'm just going to start right there.
How are you, Janelle? I'm sorry. I don't know. I was fussing.
Okay, we're all going to take just 2 minutes to inhale and exhale. And all of us did, and I didn't realize it until I actually hit y'all up that we were going to chat today, that all of us are in transition. Janelle has officially moved into her crib.
Congratulations. Yes.
Yvonne has vacated Chicago.
I'm not in the city of Chicago. I'm in the quiet suburbs now. I hear birds chirping in the morning.
Instead of crashes at the
the ambulances and the gunshots and the car crashes. I'm not gonna miss the car crashes. Oh my goodness.
I don't miss Crackhead Dan. I don't miss all the big old bugs, you know, with shadows.
You walking around with your roach can.
I still have that. Oh, don't get it twisted. I still roll with the raid because the wasps are still no joke here. As well as I finally was able to buy some more Lysol. So you're going to get it either way. You get too close, I'm going to Lysol your ass. And the wasps get too close. Publix. I got the last can at Publix a few days ago. So it's been a trial. And I didn't realize until like this week that now that I'm back full time back in Chattanooga, I am having some difficulty waking up. So I've actually had to start setting my clock again. And it's been a trial because I said it and I literally sleep until the alarm goes off. And I haven't been that relaxed in a while. And it's been then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose Friday morning. So there you go. Couple of things went on Friday. Both of them kind of pissed me off. First, I texted y'all first thing in the morning, 6 a.m., probably 5 a.m. I just realized that. It was 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so it was 6 a.m. your time, Yvonne. I was like, yo, Chump tested positive. And then they released the recording for Breonna Taylor. So of the which I haven't heard. The grand jury. And I haven't heard a whole bunch. Because I've been paying attention to the first thing first. And now,
you just touched on a key point, and we'll talk about that later. You just said something extremely prevalent. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Say what were you going to say?
Distractions. I'm telling you, I have been tracking this for the past year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
I have a binder of dates. And it was still too soon. And I said, okay, after Breonna Taylor, rest in peace. Oh, dear sweet Lord. I have to Breonna Taylor. I'm waiting for that final distraction before Election Day. Boom.
Right. There you go.
Because this is what people now are not talking about, is tax returns, that whatever the hell that was so-called debate. I can't even say a debate. Whatever that.
What was that?
It was. Because right. That one. I narrowed it down to that television event because you can't even claim
that was.
So now what is everyone talking about? And I said, wow, I always pay attention to the distractions. How conveniently to release the grand jury tape, the taxes, all of that, right at the same time. Now here's the boom. President Trump has corona, COVID-19. I'm telling you.
Let's hold tap for a minute. And I had to look that up because I kept hearing about it. I didn't know what the hell it was. HOTEP evidently is based on the fall of the black man and has been now linked to weird conspiracy, very illogical and convoluted conspiracy theories. However, I'm very interested in your timeline because you mentioned this a couple of times. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory because there's just too many coincidental things going on.
Right.
So I think we need to like touch on that and touch on other theories because Janelle also brought up a point because we were texting back and forth as I was going, MF or goddamn it, whatever. and is this a ploy? I was like, he's going to need to get Boris Johnson sick before I actually really believe that his ass is sick. And you keep bringing up it's a distraction for some serious other shit.
Well, I woke up to your text, Leisha. I was still sleeping. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yes.
When you told me that, I said, are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I hope I'm calm. Oh, I'm waving to people and saluting. When I find, if I ever find out I have COVID-19, I hope I'm that laid back and calm about it.
Exactly. So what I'm doing now, if y'all see me looking down at my phone, I hope it's not reverberating. I'm wondering if this is, let's see, if you can actually hear it, but why is it off? Hold on for a minute. It's turned up. I won't know until I actually, I actually run the tape if it actually recorded, but that's okay because I'm actually recording this. Go. I have no sense. So the conspiracy theory is real because, and it's not really all that false because we keep getting mixed messages. I've been annoyed for the last 24 hours because I've been watching it and watching it and watching it. And I have a whole bunch of points that it really, really made me mad. But I'm very interested in your time. Let me back up. Let's talk about your timeline right quick. Go ahead and talk about your timeline. And I think let's just start from let's just start from January.
I'm gonna jump straight to George Floyd. This happened purposefully, but you take advantage of things happening.
Right.
Take advantage of current events. I'll phrase it that way. I won't even say that things were strategically planned, but while this is going on, we need to do it in our regular lives. Before my sister gets here, we do it. We take advantage of any opportunity that comes our way.
Right.
But it was very interesting that Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, all of that, they all were released from prison right around the George Floyd incident, and no one talked about it.
Yeah,
you heard like little sound bites of it, but nobody really said anything.
It was like a quick byline and then the weather. I thought, really?
Right.
It was to take advantage of world events. So whenever anything big happens over here, now I'm looking over here.
Right.
What's going on with maybe the stock market or trading or China? I'm looking over here. Because we're all focused on here. The easiest thing to have everyone get upset about and focus on is race. That's a constant.
Yeah.
While we're all battling each other and we're all upset, it's easy to go over here and build your little robot, your machine. No one's paying attention because we're talking about this. It's just taking advantage of things that are happening. But I started focusing on the time. I said, wow. No one's talking about all these people who were arrested and prison and all of this, and they're in their condos now and chilling and all of this. The timing of that television event that happened recently and then the tax returns. But what is everyone talking about right now? I was waiting for the release of the grand jury tapes. I didn't even know they were released right away. It was so unheard of because look at what we're talking about right now.
Because, it was a delay. They were supposed to basically release those tapes in records at the beginning of the week. And then it kept got delayed. He asked for another delay until Friday. I thought that was apropos because of the debacle of Tuesday night. And then you want to redact a whole bunch of information. So we still don't know what your instructions were to the jury. I don't need to know the juror's name. That's not what I need to know. Right. But I do need to know what you told them. What were your instructions?
Yeah. We're talking about this on our call today. What is everyone else talking about right here?
Yeah.
That's what I say is very interesting when things happen. I look at, you know, underlying what else is going on in the world.
And then that, and I'm going to have to take a pause here. Okay, so I'm drinking.
Okay.
What are y'all drinking?
Oh, look at you. You have your support cup right there.
Exactly. So this is what, and this, all this is.
With so much love, it's kind of hard being so deep in love with Jesus, but I
I'm just saying, I went specially to Target to get me some Simply Orange juice to go with this Bombay Sapphire and blue.
I have my usual peach vodka and peach tea. Oh my goodness. You have anything?
I have nothing. I didn't
have anything. Okay.
Well, so we're going to have to just, I'm going to put that down. But if you see me sip, even look at my phone or sip, it's because I'm responding to somebody that have to pop in or whatever.
And
so,
just an FYI, if you see me sneak away, Amazon decided to deliver my package between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. Central. So,
are y'all going to do that Amazon day, the shopping early? It's supposed to be coming up in about a week and a half.
They sent me an email about it because I am a Prime member.
Me too, yeah.
Of course, they waited until I bought a lot of stuff after I moved. But we'll see. We'll see what else I may need as I'm, you know, going through my boxes and everything. It's a possibility because they do have good deals sometimes. We'll see. Yeah. Are you still unpacking, Chanel?
I am. We're just doing this slowly because, look, I'm not killing myself after putting it in a box. Like, you can stay in that box for a little bit.
So how long did you live at your apartment, or your townhouse? How long did y'all live there?
19 years. Ooh.
So you got, like, 19 years of layers, like all your children's stuff, your stuff, Mary Washington stuff. Girl,
you know when you pack so well or so quickly or what? I'm missing stuff. And yeah. I'm like, I have no idea.
Well, I know. I figure.
Exactly.
I figure there is nothing. I'm not buying anything for a year because I got two households full of shit in storage. It is well marked, but I don't need it. If it's there, I know it's some in a storage unit in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's the only footprint I have. I have what I really need. And it's so crazy that I go down to my truck and I still have like little crates of books and stuff. I go downstairs, because I only go outside like once or twice a day. So I'll go downstairs, I'll get my newspaper, I might go to my truck, or I'll just wait till lunchtime. I get one crate out and I bring it up. So I will be finished. I got three more trips to the back of my truck and I'll have all the books up here. And that's it. My records. I have to get the records. The first thing I bought up was the alcohol because, you know, you can't leave wine outside in 80 degree weather. That was it. And everything else is negotiable. Everything else is completely negotiable. So the last 24 hours, I've actually I've watched more CNN than I've watched in ever years. And I was tripped out about several things. And the more I watched, the more I got more angry. So first, from a HOTEP standpoint, is this a ploy? Again, it's distraction, and it still very well could be. I'm still struggling with being completely sympathetic to somebody that is completely was BSing since January. I have a problem with that. And this is me being a doctor. And I'm like, well, I'm not all that good of a Christian because I wouldn't be a missionary because I was told you one time, you knew what to do. Now, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, this is what you get. That's what you get. Seriously. We told you to wear a mask, wash your hands, and stay your ass at home or stay 9 feet from my ass. You didn't do any of that. And you weaponized and made everybody else around you do this nonsense. And you have a whole bunch of yes men around you that won't tell you anything because you know they know you don't react well to bad news. You don't, and you are willing for, you have that non-moving face blonde chick that will spout your lies and don't answer any question and just walk away for people. You in the hospital were diagnosed with COVID-19 and your circle, immediate circle, still dancing around like shit ain't, nothing has changed or nothing is going on. You are the occupant of the White House, but your actions have put so many things in danger, so much chaos, because it's very well that you showing symptoms now, but your ass basically could have been positive since last Saturday. That's number one. Y'all using a test that the experts have said has a high degree of false positivity, false negativity. That start right there. You got all these people going to all these events, exposing all these people, knowing that all, and putting all of us at risk. Because even Putin, Rand, we keep saying that's your butt buddy or whatever. He's been chilling in his house, east side of Moscow, and Zooming, doing Zoom meetings. He ain't going nowhere, and he make you walk through disinfected to get to. That's the only thing I actually admire about that. I need to find out where that disinfected tunnel is, because that's the only way I'm going to be able to talk to anybody. I need that in my life.
A disinfecting tunnel.
You got that much juice that you make fools. If you really want to talk to me, you got to walk through a cloud of Lysol Clorox before you get up in here. And but have an N95. Exactly. Exactly. Oh my God.
The walking car wash, literally.
Is a walking car wash. It's like a Waffenhof from Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Oh yeah.
It's a wash on Waffenhof. So I just that cracked me up. But at the same time, y'all been wilding out. And you have caused another surge, like Seeley, the grandfather Seeley said, you have set the positivity of COVID in Wisconsin, Michigan, DC, New Jersey, all on all-time high because you don't want to listen to the same experts that told you at your ass what to do. We've been telling y'all what to do. Fauci been telling y'all what to do since February, and now you're still tripping. Got on stage and tried to clown Joe about wearing a mask, and you were probably positive then.
Yeah.
That is what's ticking me off. Don't pay taxes, dismantling Obamacare, and you getting the best on our dime at Walter Reed. And then you can still have these people that are not blaming this fool for mismanaging COVID. You say, well, I'll probably vote for him because I like his policies because I don't have to pay as much taxes. Some stupid doctor in Michigan. And I'm thinking to myself, but really you don't have to pay taxes if you're dead. What is wealth if you're not alive? We're not going to get control of any of this stuff because everybody's going to be sick. And they actually put the entire functioning everybody on Capitol Hill at risk because they used the incorrect test and still wilding out, refusing to wear a mask. That is what is really ticking me off. And then you got people like his doctor basically telling us how he in good spirits. I don't give a damn if he is in good spirits. Is the fool gonna live? Was he febrile? How high was the fever? He was on oxygen when and how much? You know, those things are are helpful to me. But when you tell me this little fluff stuff, I can't. And we've been really with our, you know, respect ever since Ben Carson went into his administration. And we've been giving doctors a side eye after listening to Ben Carson. And now you got this fool saying this stuff. I have a new crush, y'all. It's Dr. Reiner from George Washington Hospital. He called it a fiasco. And then he went by point how his personal doctor didn't gave us any, and it was wasteful and it was useless. So that's...
Well, Alicia, I don't, and I'm going way into conspiracy. I don't even think he's in Walter Reed. I think they did that show to push him, show him walking into that hospital, and I think his ass walked right out the back door.
Because you know there's tunnels. Okay, we left the hotel for a minute. Do y'all, you still don't think he's there? Y'all, not be the one if y'all think he's there?
I don't think he's there. I think they did that for a show, like Yvonne said, distractions. His ass walked right out the back of that hospital after they did the, oh, he's there. He's been checked in. And I said, I think he's home chilling with Melania. Or she
because my first thing was, man, but Melania couldn't get to sleep down the hall or something.
Right.
So, screw your wife. I'm more in Janelle's.
I really don't think he's there.
Because, as I said, there are tunnels under that connect for escape under Reed, Walter's brought to Reed. So he could have basically went right, as you said, went right down and out, and nobody would ever know, and came out at some other building, and he in Florida somewhere playing golf.
And if, you know, and they had his whole medical team out on those steps, if he was really there, wouldn't there have been some kind of secret service or something? And they showed it last night, I think, on CNN, you know, his little supporters out there beside the gate. You didn't see any kind of, like, heavy. If his ass was
security
there, right, it seems very black. So you're going to have my personal doctor out on this patio thing with my whole medical team. And I don't see any kind of security, kind of anything.
Because when they went up, because you know, like when I was sitting at Reagan, when the President Obama or anybody is in movement, how they shut down airspace and stuff, none of that was going on. Y'all got a point. And logically, it makes sense. He ain't there.
Yeah. I forgot one conference I was attending. A lot of flights, like, they were like, oh, well, everything is the entire perimeter around the airport is shut down because the president is flying out in an hour.
Yeah.
Janelle, thank you.
Yeah.
And so, and again, if you are playing us, you are, again, wasting our time and taxpayer money. What else is about to drop or go on that y'all are hiding? What would cause this much turmoil for y'all distract from, besides the obvious, like Breonna Taylor, this fool ain't paid taxes in 15 years. That's how they got homeboy, the gangster.
Al Capone.
What else are y'all hiding? What else are you hiding?
And then also looking at the dates, the upcoming, the next presidential debates, October 15th and 22nd. If you're in quarantine, If you're in quarantine, can you debate?
Yep.
No, you can't. And that's what they were talking about. They still have not canceled the debate for Kamala Harris and Grand Wizard.
They're not going to.
And how? But that's against. He's head of the task force. That's his policy. And he's supposed to be in quarantine. If the president is in dire straits, he's sick. Why is your ass still wilding out? Really, bro?
And that's what some of the CNN has been saying. They were like, he's business as usual. If our president or the president is really in the hospital, shouldn't your ass be sitting down somewhere? Because
go and sit down somewhere.
Your ass needs to be ready to step in. And they were like, he's just going about business as usual. And I think they said he, maybe it's early next week or later part of next week, but still planning to carry on these rallies. So that's why I'm like,
makes no sense.
I don't think that fool is in that hospital because everybody's acting like business as usual.
Yeah. But that was an outstanding point about the Secret Service, that you would have seen them lined up and down the steps in the background. Honestly, a tremendous presence would have been displayed on camera.
And that's what I think, his personal doctor? And you just send the whole task force out there with no...
Yeah.
And then where's Dr. Fauci? Where is the scarf girl? Even my ex-attending, Brett Schwab, where's Romy Rome? Has he been fired? Where's the general surgeon, y'all? Has anybody seen him in a minute?
Well,
where is he?
He has consulted with none of that task force, none of your coronavirus task force. They had no clue. He had popped. They found out what we found out.
Yep.
And how you gonna tweet? And he basically has run this country by tweet. I've never heard tell of such. He just on another one. I just am confused, y'all. I'm really, 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 really completely flabbergasted and confused. I watch the live show. I watch CNN just to get people's expression because there's a whole bunch of pissed off analysts and political pundits and stuff that are like, what really is going on here?
Because what it is what do? You still have to stay professional. Already know. And the things that they already know and they don't talk about. But you still have to get on camera. You have to follow the rules and guidelines. You probably had an argument with the boss in the office before you got on television. You still have to report it. So because you can look at their faces, some of them, you can look at the expressions, and they still have to report it and just share what's provided via the White House press. Yep.
What I'm actually texting in another screen now is, where is the occupant? Is he really in Walter Reed? And what are they hiding? Because they're acting like, again, this is business as usual, and it's not. And why are y'all putting us, why are you the harbinger of chaos? What else is your ass hiding? Or have we invaded somebody and y'all just hiding this shit?
That's what I said.
If y'all ran and y'all run up on the Iranians and we're at war with Iran and we just don't know?
Or the Libra in me, because I'm the scale, right? And I still have compassion as a human being. I'll even give you this. Maybe this is for our protection. What's going on the grander scale? Can this be designed to protect us? Have we been invaded by
any of this would you think of the lack of empathy in the sociopath that we would even consider this fool is doing any of this for us and not for his own benefit? Is this some type of ploy to take over something to actually back down his own hatches? No. I don't think this has anything to do with our society as a whole. This all is Chump making another power run. It has nothing to do with that. I'm sorry. No.
I hadn't spoken with my baby brother in a long time. We finally had an awesome, family Zoom chat. And I think it was a great conversation right after Kamala won the nomination. And he said, they all know each other anyway. They all know what they're doing. They all know each other. And that was his, reaction. And I thought, oh, that was the first time I actually heard that. Okay. They already know the outcome. They all know each other. They do. And I said, oh, I never even entered my mind.
What exactly does he mean? They all know each other. What exactly did he mean by that?
The outcomes of all of this, you know, it's almost like a script. And sure, this is the process that we all follow. And they still talk to each other, even though you are running for this party, you are running for that party. At the end of the day, there's still conversations going on, you know, behind the scenes. My main thing is, and the question that I pose with my tweet is, I haven't seen Hillary. Where's Hillary?
I saw her on one of the late shows. She was clowning. She said something that was actually really funny.
I was just curious about that. I hadn't really heard from her or seen her, you know, in a minute, but.
So I think she made the comment because she is of a particular age and she has those grandbabies that she is staying on the low, so she can be around them.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I have to have several people that have, you know, before Joe emerged from his bunker, how they were doing tests before, and they were wearing their N95 masks wherever they actually had to go. So, and they really have taken it seriously that they're not moving around, and they're basically sheltering in place with families. But then they, even like The Rock, his family, how he got it is when they actually had people over that were close family members, and somebody bought it in and gave it to all of them. So, I don't know. I wouldn't be going around. I haven't gone home. One of the reasons why I ain't gone home, because sometimes my family gets on my nerves. But I haven't really made that, because it's a long way to drive to Virginia and Virginia Beach. And I can't afford to get caught out. I cannot afford to be stuck in Virginia at this time. I could work from anywhere, but I just don't really particularly feel like being sheltered in place and not being able to leave Virginia Beach proper for months. And that's a reality of a lot of people, like some of the people from Dominican Republic and a lot of the islands and some different countries, they can't go nowhere.
Yeah. Restriction is there, for sure. Yeah.
Can't get a flight because nobody ain't lying, nobody letting us in, and nobody ain't flying. So,
did Florida open everything up though recently? Florida just kind of opened up
everything except for they have a no sale has been extended to the end of October.
Oh, for the cruise ships,
right? But then I think Princess or Carnival, one of them, basically said they've canceled the rest of their cruises through the end of the year.
Well, because then nobody, when you just on a cruise to nowhere, because nobody wants
you. Exactly.
You're just in the ocean.
No ports are open.
You're just out in the ocean. You're in the ocean.
There's but so much bingo you can play or slot machines you can play on board before you're going to need to get off the boat for a minute.
Yeah.
So I don't know, y'all.
And this is also the same time, right? Didn't the funding for the major airports end at the beginning of October, at the end of September? Right,
and
now,
they furloughed.
They
actually, but they did pass, I thought, a $2 trillion, which is way below what they were expecting. They did pass some emergency funding. Okay. So there's some stuff that's still out there. So I don't know.
All I know is that the early voting in Chicago downtown was wrapped all around the block. People, it was record turnout. So if that was not publicized on national news, was in Chicago, that line was wrapped all the way around the block on day one.
People ain't bullshitting.
When did you start? Your mom, when did it start?
Monday.
Yeah, this was this week. Yeah, okay. This week. Lines wrapped, record turnout. Lines, like they were giving out free Michael Jordan, like lines
what?
All around. It was was similar to that. It was that many people. I was so proud. And I said, I bet you that won't be shared across the country.
Of course it is, because I had no idea.
And I wonder if it increased after Tuesday night when he talked about how undemocratic, I guess, Chicago.
And so for the record, I'm like, oh, but you all didn't share that news, did you? People were, all backgrounds are down there.
Yeah.
Because y'all are a socialist, chaotic, nihilist state. Y'all didn't rip. Y'all still burning, girl.
Exactly. I'm still smelling the smoke. Hold on. I'm choking and still all the smoke.
That's what the same thing. Somebody was looking around in Brooklyn and in downtown. They were like, yeah, there's no, but in New York. Now, Portland, I don't know. I don't know about Portland. However, L.A. and California is literally on fire, but it's not because of riots. Yeah. It's because of climate change. And
finally getting a handle on
those. Most of the Napa Valley is up in flames here. Some places that I actually visited, it doesn't exist anymore. Wow. It's ashes. It's ashes.
Thinking about just the health of, they show pictures of the orange skies. I'm like, what about people's lungs? And they're handling all of this, the elderly and the babies and the youth. It's like, whoa.
It's like smog literally on crack. They you can touch and feel the air because it's just soot. That's all it is. And it's worse.
And I guess too, you know, I know it's much, much worse in California, but was it about 2 weeks? 2 weeks ago, when some Gulf Stream or whatever came across the United States, it brought it basically to the East Coast, because one morning when my son got up, you know, the sun was up and out, but it was this haze. He was like, "What is that?" I said, "That's the smoke." From that fire.
From the other coast, 5,000 miles away, y'all.
Yeah, so that has traveled across the United States.
It travels
now
here.
Yeah.
I have never, can you imagine your kids, Janelle, did you let your son and daughter watch that debacle on Tuesday?
Yes, and Kennedy's comment, my daughter, she was like, all they're doing is fighting. I don't. Yeah. What is anybody saying? All they're doing is arguing. They're just arguing. They can't do anything. This is pointless.
What they say from the mouths of babes. Thank you.
And she was telling, you know. And then the next day, she was telling one of her little friend. He wanted to, you know. I guess his parents didn't let him stay up to watch it. She was like, "Well, just YouTube it. I'm sure it's on YouTube." But I don't know why you want to, because all they did was argue. They didn't talk about anything. They just argued.
They argued.
You can look at it, but they argued.
I just like giving the comments because I was just pointing out the lies, but I was just really mad because that's 2 hours of my life I can't get back.
Yeah.
But all I know is if they go live with the vice president debate and they start out with this nonsense, it's a wrap. I'm not even going to try to make it a drinking game.
Well, for certain, we will see another platform. If nothing else, they're making sure it's not at any level at all.
Kill the mic. If you go virtual, you end transmission. Shut the laptop. Cut the phone off. Just end meeting.
but man, the level of pressure. I mean, there's always pressure, but can you imagine that pressure now? When you say all eyes on you, here's true test of leadership and pressure, even more so. Everyone is moving, tuned in on this one somehow, some way across the world. I purposefully watch BBC now. I watch the international news system to hear the spin on the version of what's going on.
So between the debates and the COVID-19, what have you, because I was watching CNN, but I haven't had a chance to pull up BBC. What have you heard?
And there, I mean, you get more information, as you know, as far as like what what doctors are saying and just little opinions, but I like that news better because it's just the news. It's not so much opinions. It's so censored here. It is a difference. It's, you could just feel the censorship in the United States on the news based on how things are reported a little raw or overseas. Even in my travels, I remember the first time years ago when I went to London, I looked at a commercial. It was a coffee commercial. The guy got out there, oh, head to toe. It was like, and I said, oh.
So full frontal, yeah, that's, they don't mind.
And even listening to, you know, the way things are recorded in the news and the footage that's shown, I said, this was smaller. Over here, you get more of the realistic. You see the blood dripping from the ear. It's like, well, you know, we might not want to show that if you talk about it. So,
but see, that is what kills me. So they'll show those snuff films with the George Floyd and of it all and Jacob of it all, but they won't show. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get that.
And I still feel bad. I wonder what's going on with the actual young teenager who filmed that. She saw that. And as a result of her footage, look what happened. That's a mental. That's life-changing. That's life-changing.
Like the follow-up, you know, like.
You never hear about that, the follow-up. Even when you hear about the tragedies, like Breonna Taylor's family. Oh, they got told you that. It's amazing that people think that money can automatically just take all your pain away. Money doesn't solve what's going on. It's temporary distractions, but it doesn't take away the pain, the hurt, the anger doesn't.
And on that front, I am like, this Ben Crump, everybody runs to him as legal counsel. Why did he allow them to accept that money before a grand jury decision was handed down? Because, you know, and I've debated with a few people on Facebook. That I said, well, basically it was deal done when they took that money. I said, you knew what kind of verdict they were going to get.
Oh, and we all knew that when we heard that. I said, oh, that's a wrap. As Felicia and I were saying, and that was too low.
Yeah, it was way too low. Even though it was one of the highest payouts, it still didn't negate the travesty of what they'd done because we knew. Because the grand jury, they had already had that verdict. The grand jury would have met. Was he more concerned that the money was going to disappear because if they didn't accept it? Because he also know what the numbers are. That was one of the highest payouts, higher than Rodney King, higher than anybody had ever actually gotten. So,
like you said, I can't.
It's still too low.
Why they took the money. And I can't say why, you know, that's that family's decision. But I'm thinking, you killed my child. And no amount of money you could give to me that is going to replace my child. And what is money? She didn't have a child or something to care for afterwards. Right. So I'm saying, so what is the family doing with the money?
Yeah.
You've already got money to bury her or whatever. So to me, that's like blood money. I took my child.
Exactly.
Blood money from my child. For what? It's not going to bring her back.
And my sister brought up the extra point. She said every time they spend it, they're going to know why they have it to spend.
Yeah.
She had to lose her life. She got shot up in her bed. Sleep.
Right.
And they knew they were wrong. How can you not say what kind of evidence that you would need? Who you were looking for was already in custody. Y'all were at the wrong place. And you only got one person out of 13 people and you didn't announce yourself. What is there something wrong here?
Yeah.
Is there something wrong here?
We played devil advocate, even if she was guilty as hell,
exactly.
Who does not have compassion? You see her on the floor, you shot her, she's bleeding, but she's still alive.
And you step over her body.
That's the part people don't understand when they say Black Lives Matter. Yes, every life matters. That's the part people don't understand. A good friend of mine on the Facebook feed literally showed a video of a drunken Caucasian man who not only took the baton out of the cops.
I'm sure I think I saw that one.
He was beating the cops with their own baton. They had yet to pull out a taser or gun or anything, and jumped in their police car and drove off with it without any taser, no gunshots, nothing. So,
and dude in the Wendy's, he was drunk and they basically tased and shot him in the back.
Yeah. And that's the part that people don't. I saw an excellent podcast recently on subconscious social bias. I didn't know what that meant, but many things are subconscious. They're just subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Have 3 millionaires in the Peace Corps volunteer, but they have dreads. They felt like working out, coming from basketball. They want to go and get a cup of coffee. On the look alone, you're automatically watching. You know, it's a subconscious bias.
Or
people don't realize. And here you have a conversation that the most brilliant people in the room want to do, and volunteerism to two chapters. So this comes out after the fact. You know, it just comes out after the fact. But it is. It's a subconscious social bias, and I hadn't even realized so many times talking to men. I really learned a lot about men being married. When honestly, I love the relationship I have with my late husband, and I'm like, wow, really listening to his experiences versus my experiences, even watching his experiences as a wife when we're together, how it changes. He's walking ahead of me. Oh, babe, let me run back to the car. And I come back, it's like, oh, okay, like a validation kind of thing. Oh, okay, we're here. It's just like, wow, those nuances, you see the difference. And it's like a subconscious, just, you know, racial bias that's so prevalent and out there.
So, Janelle, and maybe, I don't know if you would want to share, between your son, Miles, and Dwight, even being ex-military, certain things that they have to deal with being Black men. And I know you've actually had to have this conversation with Miles, and he's what, 15?
14.
And every time he walks out, he's basically an automatic suspect, and he ain't do nothing.
Right. And you know, and I guess his age, his age group, that generation, and then as Black parents, sometimes you look at that like, because just it's that thing, we want better than what we had. So, you know, you move into the suburbs, and he has a, you know, the spectrum of friends. So, just, you know, we just had a big blow up with him because the other day, the TikTok, his dad has
I thought it was banned.
No, Trump is trying, but he didn't do it. But his dad has a BB gun, you know, and moving or whatever. I don't know. I didn't know where Dwight had put it. But to portray whatever my son, and he thinks he's hard, like from the streets.
Okay.
So I'm battling that, you know. So he comes and gets
Wait a minute. He's from the streets of Girl Bob, whatever.
and found my husband's BB gun and recorded this TikTok with it, like he's, and I said, you know, and his little friend told, well, my daughter saw it. She's like, Mom, why does he have it? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
They could actually come and somebody kicking up all down y'all door like they did that other kid and locked him up.
But then that, I said, but you know, Dwight, I mean, Miles, you're portraying something you can't back up. I said, do you realize a visual is stronger than what your own mom, you know? I said, no. So then his dad got into his ass. And I was like, you need to really, we have the conversation, but you really need to have it. And everything that's going on, maybe you need to beat this in his head daily, weekly.
Yeah.
That he is a Black man and doing stuff like that. And you trying to come across like you are from the streets. No, brother. No.
See, we know because of where y'all Woodbridge, he need to stop tripping.
But you know, I'm so curious, and I'm glad you brought that up. It was so fascinating because I'm so curious, like the age ranges of 10, 12, and 14, how they view race as opposed to me at 54 and my parents, they would have been here in their 80s. I'm so curious about that because I'll never forget when President Obama became president and our reaction and others versus my younger nephews at the time, they were like, yeah, cool. You know, right. It wasn't.
They didn't know the magnitude of what had happened.
The magnitude. And so now I'm even curious, like at that age range now with your sons, how they view like race. I'm so curious about that. I would love to get a bunch of really young people, younger millennials and even younger in the room and just ask, you know, their opinion on it. I was just so curious about that.
Yeah, but you know, and I get back to it, probably if you get children like my son from the suburbs, our fault or not, trying to, you know, be this multicultural, they have kind of tuned in, you know.
Yeah.
I guess like you said, Obama being elected is kind of what's expected instead of, oh,
like,
wow.
This is a big fascination of people crying and like, oh, yeah, that's cool. We're awesome. And then they're going back to their video games. So it's,
I mean, and, you know, and even from us moving, I mean, you know, 3 miles away, but still he rides his bike back to our old neighborhood to utilize the basketball court at the school that was in the neighborhood.
Right.
So his friends, and now they are going into the McDonald's that's all in between.
Yeah.
You know, he brought up when the owner is like Pakistani, but you know, for their own reasons, they're just kind of, you.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, but we're in there, got our mask on, we're ordering our food. And he's yelling. I said, well, do you realize it's too many of y'all? I said, that's what you don't realize. I said, are you paying or whatever? And I was like, you know, I can't always be everywhere to solve your problems.
Right.
I said, but Miles, I said, if y'all ever feel that uncomfortable, I said, why haven't you called me or his little friend's mama? Because she is trigger finger, you know.
Okay.
Automatic. Said, so, you are speed dial too.
So that's what I said. I said, if you, you know, I said, because I would want to see how does this conversation and interaction go down if an adult is in your presence. I said, but y'all have to be conscious of that. I said, it's about what? 5, 6, 7 of y'all rolling up into McDonald's. I said, you know, and in your eyes, you're doing the appropriate thing. You got the mask on. I've got money. I'm here ordering.
But here comes that subconscious, right?
Right.
That subconscious.
Right.
Social bias I was talking about.
Because he's thinking like everybody else. He sees a whole bunch of black kids, even though he's brown himself, but he's not y'all. And they must be ready to rob me. Because automatically, doesn't matter their age, he's an automatic suspect. Doesn't matter that he's from the birds. It doesn't matter. And I think having that, still having to have those conversations in this day and time is apropos, because some of the worst shit that pops off is in the suburbs. Unknowingly at a McDonald's. Who knows that Pakistani dude ain't strapped and got and get ready to pull out his 9 because he see a whole bunch of black kids that's he having a flashback and then he's getting ready to be robbed. He doesn't see that. Trayvon probably thought the same thing. You have to have these conversations and the realization that not everybody. Race is still a big thing, and it's unfortunate that you were doing all the right things, but you are still a suspect in people's eyes just because they're not going to get to know you. They're automatically going to assume that you are getting ready to cause trouble because that's how they're conditioned, and that's how people, the racists, really want everybody to see them. So,
well, in my old neighborhood, we had a community page, and he was a mixed young man, but still, you know, on the darker side.
Yeah.
And then coming into the neighborhood is the roadway, and you know, the size of the road where people can park, and you know, it's a little walkway where you can walk across the road. We had the community had I guess the other maintenance man that would come around and change the trash cans.
Yeah.
But his thing was to take the trash out and, like, just leave the bag there. And I guess after he made his rounds, come back and pick it up. Well, the young man was driving his car but wanted to park. And I guess the man had thrown it just, like, in a parking space. So he got out to move the bag to so he could park his car. And, you know, and he, the way he told us, like, Mom, you know, told his mother, but I, you know, I moved it just to park. It wasn't like I maliciously threw.
Right.
White lady coming down the road saw him with the bag in his hand, stopped, took a picture of him, said, you know I'm going to report you for throwing your trash out.
I was like, bitch!
You're stunned because, and you know, his had a white mother, black father. I don't know what he has told him about race or how.
Yeah. He was not expecting that.
The boy was devastated.
Yeah.
And the mother got on, you know, the Facebook page. It was like, my son experienced this, and blah, you know, he was just moving the trash bag. I don't know what to say because he is devastated. Because he, you know, what did he do wrong other than politely trying to move a trash bag?
And that stays with you. That's going to stay with him for eternity. That doesn't just.
There was your nephew had a run in with the cops. Yvonne, and it was similar to that story.
Exactly. It was similar to that story, Janelle, which you said. He's coming out. He was an athlete, played college, I mean, high school football, wrestle.
Yeah.
And to play basketball for exercise and lift weights. Well, he's rushing home to catch a show he wants to. Didn't have time. Oh, you know, I'll shower when I get home. Oh, crap. You forgot he accidentally locked his keys in the car.
Oh.
So trying to get into it, a woman across the street, Becky, called the cops. Someone's auto theft, whatever, green squad car. And he hears like, man, what's going on? He didn't know he was what was going on.
What?
And I shared that with Felicia. And so he's slightly like just borderline autistic a little, right? He's like, he's just like Rayman, everything in order. So they're running up on him. Did you hear something? He's just like, what? Shut up. So you're asking him questions and telling him to shut up. He was so shut up by that. So long story short, he proved to me was all of this took place with him.
And that it was his car.
And then they're nice to you, like, okay, well, yeah, everything checked out. All right, have a good night. And it's just kind of like he was so traumatized. Well, I still try not to get emotional because of the love that you have, the attachment. He was like, Mommy, what did I do? I didn't do anything. And they were so cruel. They didn't listen to me. They couldn't hear. And that's with him for the rest of his life. For the rest of his life. I didn't do anything. This is my car. They wouldn't listen to me. They didn't even care what I had to say, but to prove who he was and she stayed there the whole time. She didn't move. She stayed there the whole time. Even when they were high-fiving him and telling him, okay, you're a good one. You're good. Yeah, good. Go home.
So she still didn't believe that he wasn't breaking into that would really could not have been his car.
She wanted to see and make sure and watch. You know, till the end, and I thought, and he was 5 blocks away from his house, yeah. And I was so sorry that you can't know anything to take that memory away from him. That's when you start the conversations of, you know, this is how it is.
And see, although, and that's what people don't understand why people riot in their anger is because of the feeling of helplessness. There is no help coming, and the help that's coming is going to be against you anyways. And you can try to do, and you're at your own house, you're in your own bed, and you're still not protected. And you can't believe the frustration.
And I don't care if I'm on the record or not. You all can come knock on my door if I'm reported. Let something had happened to him that night. Let us be in a funeral home because of something that had happened tonight. I'm going to jail.
No. Well, I got bail money now, Gary. So as long as you get a bail, I can hook you up now.
Because not only am I going to make international news, I'm going to make galactic news.
Well, that's good because I got bail money, girl. I can hook your sister up. It's called, you know, now you got a tent, but.
And the people don't understand because how long have we been, okay. People are getting tired.
You know, and even the point that ended, what would the narrative have been? He resisted arrest, but you're saying he's slightly autistic, so he processes stuff differently.
So he's freaking out. So his is, I'm trying to understand. All they see is, scrambled. It was overpowering. It was too much. He's like, what did I, shut up. He said, Mom, they wouldn't even let me finish the sentence. I can't answer the question. So now his brain is exploding.
It doesn't process sensory overload. He doesn't process.
He kept pacing. It took us 2 hours to rub his bag and calm him down. All he kept saying is, what did I do? I don't understand what I did. I didn't do anything wrong. That's all he kept saying. And I just thought, oh, sweetie pie. Oh, my goodness. You can't protect them from everything. You wish you could if this were a fair world and a fair society. But that's with him. And that you saw the change in him after that.
Well, and then you thankful for God's protection because you had a happy, trigger happy cop out there, and like you said, he can't process what they're saying.
He could have struggled, and it could have been, and it would have been a whole other different
mess. So they're like, oh, he's putting his hands up his pussy, but it's just his brain frustrating. Like, I'm trying to understand. Help me understand it. But out of fairness, on another side, there are amazing cops out here.
There are.
Not going to
be
bad seeds out here, unfortunately. They're awesome cops. I still see cops, whether I know you're not, hang in there, good luck, right? But he had a broken taillight, and a cop pulled him over, and he told him, he said, I know, but, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Yay, the cops won! And the cop was like, cool, and let him go. So he's also had positive instances too, but that one, right? How that?
Well, you know what? Y'all should have rolled back over to Becky's and slapped the shit out of her.
Oh, man.
And then they would have arrested y'all for assault, for, for frivolous and for calling the cop, like they did homegirl in with the bird watcher dude, Karen.
That story was just, and the way she was just handling the dog. I mean, let's just even go there. She was choking the poor dog.
She lost her job. She lost her dog, animal cruelty jobs, and she'd been banned from Central Park. That's what the kind of shit you get for being stupid.
I was laughing because I said, man, how do you get banned from a park that's about 5 miles long? Man?
Exactly. She cannot go in Central Park at all, y'all. That's 29 acres. She is not allowed to be in New York City.
Absolutely.
So, but with that said, I always am really just so happy that I get to just chat with y'all. And y'all actually, y'all don't realize, but I've had several people tune in. I got Bumblebee. I got Chill Will. I got 74 hearts. So evidently people... 44 interactions of us just sitting here and chilling. You may see invites for y'all to actually, for the actual live cast, but since we were actually on Zoom, just in case, nobody can hear shit, I made sure I had the mechanism to record y'all and then post it later. But it seems like it actually went well. And I don't know if Janelle knows this or not, but tomorrow is Yvonne's birthday. So this goes out to my friend Yvonne.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. My twin and I are going to celebrate together. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I'm always grateful for another year that I get to spend with my twin. That's my birthday wish every single year. And I'm one of those people, regardless of anything that happens to the girl, I personally am going to be giving love and life.
because let peace be, let there be peace on us, but I'll let it be been in peace. That's my contribution.
Well, Yvonne, I'm going to send you a friend request on Facebook, because now
please
I feel like we're friends.
Yvonne, Pastor, please. That's how I feel. I was so excited. I was so good when I saw your email. I said, oh, Janelle, how did the book? Because I was even asking, Alicia, did she move? How did it turn out? And
because you never, because y'all, both of y'all know, because y'all been through that process of sale. And Janelle, you, if you want to, the whole process of buying and selling and having to complete the sale before you can actually buy.
Yeah.
That was hers. Hers was backed up for about a month, wasn't it?
Because our buyer, you know, and I told Dwight, I was like, we can't be mad. His he sent half of his money that he had for down payment to South America because one of his family members was COVID distressed. So,
well, y'all know what I'm gonna say about that, girl. Really, sorry. I'm like, y'all must really like y'all family because y'all, you ain't get half of my down payment.
So Janelle, did you find out post happening? Did you find out after it was done? Or
I found, well, we had a closing date and Dwight and I are ready to go and we're telling our lender and, you know, the builder, okay, yes, here. And then he comes up, you know, his real estate agent, we're gonna have to rework a loan for him because he sent half of his. So that's where the whole loan process, he had to go and get reapproved for his second part of his loan.
Shit.
So, you know, and I was, you know, and I had to
Yvonne laughing because y'all already know what I'm gonna say about that. We ain't paying for that.
And that's why I said, I was like, I'll leave it in God's hands. It's testing my patience, something, you know. And I was like, I told Dwight, I said, well, maybe this is for our protection. I said, maybe somebody we come in contact with in this process has COVID. I said, you never know. I said, so God is protecting us from something. To not let this move forward.
See, what it is,
but I was like, oh, God,
you have to train your mind, put your mind in that place. Or it's either that or kill. It's either that or kill. And it's just one of the things. And I was like, oh, I remember those white days. Love you, babe. Rest in peace forever. I remember those days too. That's why I was just laughing. Oh my God. But then at the end of the day, that's why, you know what? This happened. This probably protected me from.
Yeah.
It was
and it also just gave you more time to prepare for the eventual move.
Yeah.
Even though it's hectic, because you don't know what's going to happen, because it could have been completely all fell apart. So.
And I know COVID is horrible and we wish it wasn't here, but honestly, If I had been working in the regular routine with my kids, I know I'd have been that shit crazy by now.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely, no doubt. And what I'm concerned about, my twin and I are talking about this. You see, COVID started in the spring.
Yeah.
Holidays are already hard for people, just with nothing extra going on. I'm really praying for the world during holiday season. So if you're already in a certain mindset.
Yeah.
In the holidays and then COVID on top of that, and forbid if we have another shutdown. Oh my goodness, people's mental status and just their spirit, that's going to be.
I already have seen in my current job, people already losing their goddamn minds. And it's October, it's September.
Yeah.
I was doing a review. I was like, kids are wilding. In lockdown, I can't imagine if we go into another lockdown, if we have to, because people won't do what they need to do. And we don't have the leadership that's telling people what you have to do to avoid another lockdown. Nobody's willing to do that. So people are doing crazy crap.
Yeah. Well, I'm really interested to see how this is going to work out with the time change. Because really going into COVID, we were going into more daylight.
Oh, God.
I want to see.
Just brought up a heck of a point.
Oh, my God. Time change. I forgot that.
Oh, yeah.
It's pitch black at 5 o'clock p.m. Exactly.
So you've got these kids, like, you know, doing virtual school. So basically, you're on lock all day. Because as soon as my son gets off, he's out the door. So what is going to happen to people's mental when
you brought up an awesome point?
It's dark by 5 and I can't go anywhere.
You brought up a heck of a, are they opening up Halloween where you all live? Because that's kind of been like the talk.
Actually, no, because CDC basically said, nah.
They don't do it,
They said don't do it. And if I see any little kid, I ain't passing out no candy, but I will spray you with Lysol if I see you on my step. I'm going to just have a big cardboard Lysol stand. You get past here, you get sprayed. Sorry. Snotty nose rascals. Uh-uh. Nope.
That's a heck of a point, though. I don't know. I'm at 1 week at a time. I used to be like 6 months out. No, I'm at 1 week at a time, honestly. That's what I do. That's kind of like where I am. Yeah. 1 week at a time. Yeah. I don't go past 7 days anymore.
I don't think it would behoove us not to, simply because it's not guaranteed. Where we're gonna be and what we're gonna be doing. So with that said, I'm getting ready to start recording on the Zoom end, and I'm getting ready to end this most coolest, highly looked at, I'm just kind of completely confused, podcast. I'm hopeful that people will start sponsoring the sister so I can do this more. But I really appreciate y'all. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording. I'm going to basically, I really thank you guys. If I do get paid for something, I promise I'll send you a check. But right now, I ain't got no checks.
Some good stabbing. That's all I'm
saying. I'll send y'all some Lysol. Oh my God. Y'all hysterical. I love it. But thank you guys. I really just appreciate it. Just from the bottom of my heart. And for the listeners out there, thank you for joining me for another episode of Tennessee Fro Was Reading. And I hope you will circle back as I post my 5th episode of Survivor Mode. And thank you again for listening. Have a great night.